The police have cautioned protesters in Ashaiman that they will no more tolerate lawless action in the area. 11 people have been arrested following a violent protest over poor road network. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Ashaiman Divisional Police Commander, Chief Superintendent David Eklu, said calm has been restored to Ashaiman and advised residents to go about their normal duties.
So far, calm has been restored. Traffic is flowing normally. There's no immediate threat to life and property. Acts of eastern bandits that we saw in especially died down, and life is back to normal as we used to have in Ashaiman before this.
Yes, reports have it that the police were not swift in getting to the scene of the protesters, giving the protesters a full day for some hours. Was it the case?
It is not the case. What they are talking about is that they were expecting that when the police come, they should start shooting and harassing and beating people. But we have to use graduated levels of force. We should police presence there, we started dialoguing with them and telling them that they should not do anything that would disturb the peace. A lot of times by 7-8, they got a message and they withdrew. And then another group came, who were even not part of this group, they came in intentionally to come and cause havoc. They started pressing stones at the police, all the vehicles are passing. Even at a Shama Tio booth, they had to force the protesters to abandon their duty posts and open the place to allow cars to go with a paying toll.
Well, and then can you confirm that 11 people have been arrested?
Yeah, we have picked 11 people and we are actually working on them. The detectives are working on them. See what can be done next.
And then, DC, are you aware that some of the drivers are saying they will continue the riots until their problems are solved?
I think that it will be in their interest to follow this line of action. What they did in the first place is unlawful. They embark on a demonstration illegally, and if they want to perpetrate that, then I think that they are then would take it that they are intentionally trying to test our pulse and will not take kindly to that. We have done a lot. We have been patient for about 3 or 4 hours, and before we had to use the minimum force. But if they want to do that, I don't think that it will be prudent. I want forcing them, as well their leaders, to talk to them and tell them that we want to create this kind of lawlessness again in Ashaiman. We want to again assure the people of Ashaiman that calm has been restored. The police and the military are determined to maintain the peace, and that's what we are working on.
And that was the Ashaiman Divisional Police Commander, Chief Superintendent David Eklu.
Now, meanwhile, the Ashaiman Municipal Chief Executive Numu Adino Teadison has appealed to the people of the area to exercise restraint as funds are mobilized to complete the construction of the road. He explained that road works have delayed as a result of the revision of the original plan. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
The assembly is doing something about the road network. This particular road is a dual carriage route which is being constructed by the central government. Before the issues, there was issues about roads in Ashaiman. Government has constructed some of them. When you go to Jericho, the roads they have been constructed in Tad, you come to Vaku Flats, they've been done. We are left with this major road, the dual carriage route. In fact, it used to be a single lane, but because of the volume of traffic, we have all decided that it should be expanded. So it has been expanded to the extent that our 6 vehicles will bypass each other. So you can imagine how wide it is and the amount of money that is going into this project. There are some potholes on the road, and from time to time, the assembly comes with some intervention within some lateral to make it more trouble for people to use. But the contractor has left the site for some time now. He was complaining about money. We spoke to the road minister, and he has assured us that every interview will be done so that the contractor will come back to site.
Well, the drivers are saying they will continue with the demonstration till the roads are tied. What assurances are you giving them?
I'm appealing to them that we are doing something that could it be today. In actual fact, if they had petitioned us, what happened today wouldn't have happened. We are appealing to them to remain calm. We are going to ensure that the road is being motorable.
That was Municipal Chief Executive for Ashaiman, Numu Adino Teadison.
And still on Ashaiman, Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mutala Mohammed, says government is concerned about the plight of the people of Ashaiman and has taken note of their demands. Speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Mohammed said adequate measures will be taken to address all their concerns. He appeals to residents to exercise restraint and not take the law into their hands. Mr. Mohammed spoke with Agatha Samoa.
Government is profoundly concerned about the plight of everybody in Ghana, including the residents of Asham. Government has taken note of their concerns and that the appropriate action will be taken. They are told that virtually vandalized property, and some reportage indicate that even the toll booth, they took over the toll. We think that is not acceptable. That if you have concerns, there are genuine ways those concerns can be addressed.
And that was Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed.